How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Learn how to store your gun securely and make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Here's your TMB Tech Minute for Tuesday, November the 12th. I'm James Rundle for The Wall Street Journal. We're exclusively reporting that Meta is changing how it delivers ads to Facebook and Instagram users in the European Union by making them less personal. European users must currently pay a fee to access an ad-free version of Meta's products or agree to highly targeted ads. They will soon be able to choose advertising options that only pull in data from their current browsing session, along with a few other identifiers such as age and location in free versions. The launch of the subscription model early this year prompted European regulators to charge Meta with violating the EU's new competition law and triggered an investigation. Meta will also cut the price of its monthly subscription fee as part of the change. The company said that its changes meet EU regulator demands and go beyond what's required by EU law. A spokeswoman for the European Commission said the investigation is still ongoing. DNA testing company 23andMe says that it's firing more than 200 people and shutting down its drug development arm, once seen as crucial to the company's future. The company said that the restructuring will save it $35 million annually. CEO Anne Wojcicki had seen drug development as a way to profit from the company's vast trove of data from its core consumer business, which is unprofitable. 23andMe's development unit had been conducting human trials for two of its drugs, which the company said it would wind down and attempt to sell. And technology investment giant SoftBank says it returned to a net profit for the 3 months ended September. The Japanese company reported a second quarter profit of 1.18 trillion yen, or roughly $7.7 billion. That's compared with a loss of 931 billion yen for the same quarter last year. The company has been bullish on artificial intelligence, making big investments in OpenAI and chip designer Arm Holdings in recent months. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Wednesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.